Some Stories Told Aloud. Some stories told aloud one evening in the dry season at a summer place above Sinshan. Well, Coyote was going along inside the world, you know, and she met Old Man Bear. "I'll come with you," Coyote said. Bear said, "No, please don't come with me. I don't want you. I'm going to get all the bears together and make a war on the human beings. I don't want you along." Coyote said, "Oh, that's terrible, a terrible thing to do. You'll all destroy each other. You'll be killed. They'll be killed. Don't make war. Please don't make war. We should all live in peace and love each other." All the time she was talking, Coyote was stealing Bear's balls, cutting them off with an obsidian knife she had stolen from the doctor's lodge, a knife so sharp he never felt it cutting. When she was done, she ran away with Bear's balls in a pouch. She went to where the human people were. They were smoking tobacco and singing, making gunpowder and bullets, cleaning their guns, getting ready for the war with the bears. Coyote went to their war general and said, "Oh, how brave you are, you men of valor, you true warriors. What courage you have going to war against the bears with only guns for your weapons." The man got worried and said, "What kind of weapons have they got?" Coyote said, "They have secret weapons. I can't tell you." But when he was really worried, she told him, "They have huge guns that shoot magic bullets that turn human people into bears. I brought a couple of the bullets." And she showed him the bear's testicles. All the warriors came and looked and said, "What can we do?" Coyote said, "Well, what you ought to do is this. Your general should shoot his magic bullets at the bears and turn them human." But the general said, "No, get that coyote out of here. She only makes trouble." They started shooting at Coyote, and she ran away. The war began. The bears had their hearts and claws. The humans had tobacco smoke and guns. The humans shot and killed all the bears, one after another, all but a few, just four or five, who had come late to the war and could get away. They ran away and hid in the wilderness. There they met Coyote. "What did you do that for, Coyote?" they said. "Why didn't you help us? All you did was steal the balls off our best warrior." Coyote said, "If I could have got the balls off that human man, everything would have been all right. Listen, those people fuck too often and think too fast. You bears only fuck once a year and sleep too much. You haven't got a chance against them. Stay here with me. I don't think war is the way to live with those people." So the bears stayed in the wilderness. Most animals stayed in the wilderness with Coyote. Not the ants, though. They wanted to make war with the humans. And they did. And they're still at it. Another speaker. "That's right, that's right. And Flea Woman, she's an old friend of Coyote's. You know, they live together. She sends all her little children out on raids into the humans' houses. She says, 'Go make 'em itch. Go make the children itch a little, itch a little.'" A child listening is tickled by the speaker and yelps. A third speaker. "That's right, yes. Then, you know, there was that time also in the world Coyote said to Dog, 'I'm angry about those human people winning the war with the bear people. You go to their town and kill that one, that general of theirs.' So Dog agreed. He went to the human town, but the women there in the household where that warrior lived, they gave the dog meat, they took the ticks out of his ears, they patted his head and tamed him. When they said, 'Lie down,' he lay down. When they said, 'Come,' he came. That dog let Coyote down. He joined the human people." The conversation drifts for a while, and the young children are getting sleepy. After they are bedded down on the porch of the summer house, an elderly man sings a two-note chant for a while. This is followed by silence and cricket song. Then the first speaker begins again. "That man, you know, that war general who killed the bears, well, he wanted his sons to be war generals like himself, heroes. He thought his hero soul was in his balls. Maybe he got that idea from Coyote. So he cut them off himself and put each one into a copper case he'd made, a sphere and two halves threaded to screw together. Then he gave one of these to each of his two sons. He said, 'Even if you are half the man I was, it is enough. You will be fearless, you will conquer, you will kill your enemies,' he said to them. But the sons didn't believe that. Each one thought he needed both the balls. One of them went to the other's house at night with a knife. The other one was waiting for him there with a knife. They fought, they went on fighting and cutting each other until they bled to death. In the morning, both of them were dead. The old man came out of his house. He saw blood on the pathways, blood on the steps, people crying, his sons crouched over, stiff, dead. He was enraged. He was furious. He shouted, "Give me back my balls!" But the sons' wives had taken them out. They had put them up on the buzzard's hill with the butcher's leavings because they had begun to stink. So when the old man was shouting, they said to each other, "What'll we do?" And they washed out the copper holders he'd made and soldered them shut, or maybe stuck them together with glue, and then they gave them to the old man. "Here are your precious balls, father-in-law," they said. "You had better sew them back on where they belong. Your son's children are all girls. They don't want them." So the old man sewed the copper balls between his legs and went around with them. They made a clanking noise when he walked. He said, "When a true war general is born in this town, I will give him these." But they were nothing. They were empty. When the old man died, they buried those copper balls with his ashes. The third speaker, "That's right, that's right, and Coyote came and dug them up." The second speaker, that's right, and she wore them for earrings when she danced the moon." Translator's note. The original story about the war with the bears was evidently known to the adults present. The appreciation they showed by murmuring or laughter was for neat turns of phrase. The story about dog also seemed to be an abridged version of a familiar tale. Whether the story told after the young children had gone to bed was a variation on a familiar theme, or entirely improvised, or something in between, I do not know. My impression was that the listeners did not know what was coming next, but collaborated in the invention and performance by their responses and laughter.